Why Water Baptism, Part 45. I'm Professor Hannes Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana. Should you require any of the books which I've written, and there's quite a few, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, please contact us at WhatsApp 0722 367 124 plus 27 international code, or just go to my website https://yafah.co.za, all small letters, excuse me. If this is the first time that you will participate in the study, you are very welcome, but I please urge you to go to part one and start from the beginning, because this is the last part of the study, Why Water Baptism. It is very important to subscribe to the channel to be able to receive the notification for all the other studies as well, which we are busy with, also the TikTok messages. Share this link with your friends and family and make sure that you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and paper ready. I trust that this study will be a blessing unto you in the name above every other name, the name Yafashua. Hallelujah. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Why Water Baptism? Now we continue where we left off yesterday morning. Understanding this revelation word. Listen what I'm saying. This revelation word. This is the 45th segment of this study of 15 minutes to 20 minutes that we have done to come to the knowledge of the revelation word, understanding why we must be immersed in the right way according to the Word of Yahweh, our Elohim. Understanding the revelation word, it becomes easy understandable when Apostle Peter, according to Acts 2, verse 36 to 41, is using the keys of the revelation gospel, opening heaven unto 3,000 people on the day of Pentecost, immersing them in the name of Yafashua to the remission of their sins. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Yafashua to the remission of their sins. He couldn't have immersed them in the name of Jesus Christ. It's impossible. It's impossible. Then I've got to re-preach this whole study and reteach this whole study. And you know, the name Jesus never ever existed until the 16th century. Because, so, in other words, Apostle Peter could never have used the name Jesus Christ to the remission of your sins. He would have used the name Yafashua to the remission of our sins. And he would have not used the titles Father, go immerse him according to Matthew 28:19, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, because those are titles. He would never have used it. It's impossible. So what do we say? We must then agree that Apostle Peter and Paul and all the others who immersed people with water, although John the Immerser couldn't because Yafa hasn't given the instructions on that time, because Yafashua wasn't busy with his ministry. Instead, John the Immerser was the one going in front of Yafashua, straightening his path or his road. So, to understand, the titles of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, not once in the Bible, with it, in the 1611 King James Bible, and the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, were the names or the titles Father, Son, and Holy Spirit ever, or Holy Ghost, whatever you want to call it, ever used when people were immersed. Now, why would Yahushua instruct his disciples to use a name that he wouldn't allow them to use? What do I mean by saying he wouldn't allow them to use? Because he gave Apostle Peter the keys. He says to Apostle Peter, I'm giving you the keys. When you unlock in heaven, it's locked. Or when you unlock on earth, it's locked. Or vice versa, you can unlock and lock. And that was the gospel keys. It's not the cross that's hanging on the neck of a priest, Roman Catholic priest or a nun. That's not the key, because to them that's the key, the cross. The cross was never a part of the theology of Yahushua. No, it was written, the Gospels were written by the Catholics who believed in the cross. What do we understand? That the titles Father, Son and Holy Spirit never exist. How did it came about to come into the 1611 King James Bible? Do you know? Do you know where it comes from? Now you should have picked up as a listener or a viewer, you would have picked up that I was referring right through the studies, I was referring to Desiderius Erasmus, who translated from the 2nd century Byzantine Greek text, the Tectus Receptus text in 1522. You can go on the internet and you can go and follow it up. When he came to Matthew 28:19, the pergament rolls, the scribe rolls, vanished. It was torn. It disintegrates at the scripture of Matthew 28:19. When he came there, when he translated that, the 1522 script, and he came to Matthew 28:19, there was nothing there. Nothing. It was torn out. It was worked away. It became fragments and it disintegrated. Because of the many, many thousands of times it was used. Where did he get the information of Matthew 28:19? It's very easily. Because he had nothing, and you must not forget that Desiderius Erasmus was a Roman Catholic. He was a full-blooded Roman Catholic who had access to the Vatican's library. You understand? And because he had access to the Vatican library, he could study the Tectus, the Byzantine, 2nd century Byzantine text. And when he found that this part disintegrated, Matthew 28:19, the Catholics supplied him the part that they wrote and believed in. Immerse them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. You must see they make a cross, upside down cross actually. And that's how the name Father, Son, and Holy Spirit came in our Bibles. In the 1611 King James Bibles. Instead, according to tradition, the scripture would have read, go immerse them in the names. Go immerse them in the name. In the name. I would have thought he would have said, go immerse them in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sins. Apostle Peter must have knew it. He must have knew what the scripture says in Matthew 28:19. Because you must remember in Apostle Peter's time, there were no four gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke and John. But Apostle Peter knew the revelation and used the keys of the gospel to immerse the people in which name? In which name? Can you tell me? I want to say, if you still think on any other title or name, except the name Yahushua to the remission of your sins, I think you've been wasting your time doing the study. Or otherwise, you are so blinded by church theology and dogma that you are prepared to not to accept the revelation word which the Ruach HaKodesh reveals unto us. So what did Apostle Peter do? He used the keys, Acts 2:36 to 41, and he opened heaven unto 3,000 peoples on the day of Pentecost. And they were not immersed in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. No, they were immersed in the name of Yahushua to the remission of their sins. The people were not immersed in the name of Isis or Isis, which is Jesus. Couldn't. 2,000 years ago? No way. The people who were baptized in the name of Jesus or Isis are exactly in the very same boat as they were all baptized in pagan names and not in the redemption name of Yahushua for the remission of their sins. According to Acts 16:1-6, we have found how people were re-immersed, or how people who were immersed or baptized by John the Immerser were re-immersed in the name of Yahushua for the remission of their sins. If any form of immersing or baptizing adult people were sufficient, listen what I'm saying, adult people were sufficient, why were these disciples, the 12 of them, why were they re-immersed? Because they were wrongly immersed and needed to be re-immersed in order to receive the Ruach HaKodesh. They came to know that the Bible said there is no other name in heaven or in earth by which man can be saved but the name Yahushua. Now let your mind run back to John 3. When Nicodemus comes to Yahushua at night, and he was a Jewish scribe, and he came and he says to Yahushua, "What must I do to be saved?" But we would think that he had 613 laws. He was on the right road, on the right path. No, he knew there was no deliverance. He knew there was no grace. And Yahushua was the truth, the light, and the way. And he asked Yahushua, "What must I do?" And Yahushua says, "Very, verily, I say unto you, he swears, you must be born again of water and of spirit. Otherwise you will not see the kingdom of heaven." So Nicodemus says, "How do I go back into the womb of my mother?" And then Yahushua swears again, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, Nicodemus, if you are not born again of water and spirit, you will not enter the kingdom of Yahweh." Now you remember how the guy on the cross, the person, received grace to be allowed to enter into paradise in the third heaven with Yahushua after he died? Because Yahushua made him a promise. Because this guy on the cross accepted the name of Yahushua. But he could not immerse, he could not enter into the seventh heaven or beyond the seventh heaven. Because the Bible says that Yahushua has ascended above all the heavens. You understand that? So, in order to be part of the bride of Yahushua, We need to be clothed and clothed in our bride's group in the name of Yahushua and put on our wedding dress. And that can only happen by being immersed in the name of Yahushua to the forgiveness of your sin. Understanding the revelation word of Yahweh Elohim, it still remains your personal right to decide for yourself. The word of Yahushua will one day be your judge. You can hang on to your church dogma and theology, it's fine. If you are happy to be a guest in third heaven, in paradise, that's fine. But I want to be bride. I want to be part of the bride of Yahushua. And why would you not want to be or not reach the ultimate and also be part of the bride of Yahushua? I pray that the Ruach HaKodesh will reveal this revelation word unto you. And again I want to say, go to my website and go study the study that we are busy with. What is your God's name? But start with part one. I pray that the Ruach HaKodesh will reveal this revelation word also unto you. Blessings in the wonderful name of Yahushua, the name above every other name. Hallelujah. Now I just want to inform you about the new study which will start from next week. You must bring a couple of safety belts from the first lesson. The lie of the third temple. The lies of the third temple. You can go on the internet and go and study what has been said or taught about the third temple, and then we will start with the study next week if it's Yahweh's will. Till next week, if it's Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.